Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of May 2018, and this is the 810th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's getting on in the afternoon, it's about 4 o'clock, and I'm looking out onto a pale sort of a day. It was overcast this morning, but it's sort of pale blue with clouds. Dusk, I guess the sun's gone over, and a flock of birds. I couldn't quite see what they were. I thought they were blackbirds, but they don't tend to fly over in flocks, and actually they were a bit smaller. Not sure what they are, but they're flying overhead at the moment. Bare trees for the most part, and a light breeze. A light breeze that I believe is going to become stronger this evening, and I'm preparing myself for the Writer's Cave at Island Magazine in the city. It's always a bit of an odd afternoon on Tuesdays because I really need to have eaten and be ready to go by now. And I need to have done my Mole Out Loud podcast. And so it especially eating this early feels very odd to me, eating by four, having eaten by four, or 4:15 at the latest, feels very peculiar. And it makes the afternoon quite short. It means that really by about 3:30, I need to start thinking, pretending it's evening. But I have eaten, and I've done most of what I intended to do. I've certainly done what I needed to do, which is the important thing. And I'm looking forward to tonight. I haven't really had a proper look at my novel since Saturday. Saturday I had a good binge, a good few hours at the library with my my cave buddy. And that was very productive, but I haven't managed to look at that work again. And I was really intending to do that this afternoon, to get ready, prepare myself, make sure that I have what I need for tonight. And I do know that I'd made some notes about what I needed, and I haven't done that. But when I say what I needed, I think there's always stuff that I can do that doesn't need anything. And the less things I think I need or have that I think I might need, the more likely I am to get into the flow of the actual writing. So maybe it's a good thing I'm not prepared. I think it's more about being mentally prepared than prepared with materials. And because it takes me nearly half an hour to walk in, because of the wind, I'm not going to take my bike tonight. I'll have some thinking time to get in. So that'll be good. That's probably exactly what I need. Sorry. I just got slightly distracted because I saw something that I haven't seen for a long time and thought I had lost, and it's found. It's found. One of the things I've been doing this afternoon is beginning to clear my desk. It's been a bit of a long haul, and things are emerging that are good to have around. So it wasn't anything very complicated. It was just cartridges for my pen. But good, good. I'm glad I've got that. And it means I can carry a spare cartridge with me for tonight. I haven't been for a walk today yet. It was raining this morning. Not that that was the reason I didn't go for a walk. I really wanted to get some things done this morning. And it's a bit either or. It's a bit either I do my walk, because it's quite a long walk. And as soon as you go over about 2 hours of walking, it means that there's not much in the way of morning over. So I haven't been walking yet. But I thought I would leave you with the last big walk that I did, which was last week. In fact, was it last Monday? No, not last Monday. It would have been Tuesday or Wednesday. And it was after we had had a gale. And the path that does the circumference of Knocklofty had quite a few trees down over it. So it was quite a clambering walk, quite a test of my agility. And so I'm going to leave you with a photograph of one of the obstacles I came across on my path. And I have to remind myself that I was able to climb over it. And I'm going to take that with me as an image that even if I appear to be stuck when I'm writing, a little bit of persistence and thinking around things will get me there in the end. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever it is that you're working on or are able to, if it's a day ahead. If you're not, if there are obstacles in the way, I hope that you can see them and work your way around them or over them, and feel strengthened by that process. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.